Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second, the first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third, the right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Dutch Hoffman. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting seventh, the second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ed Walsh. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ed Walsh. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second, the shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Holloway. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway can't make a play. That's a base hit. Metzler scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener fields it and throws to second for the out. Clancy moves to third. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hodapp. Clancy scores. Hoffman moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Calm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter, who is chasing the ball. Walsh reaches third base with a triple. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walsh tags and scores. Metzler tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is hit by the pitch. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field. Metzler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Metzler. Here's the throw into the infield and Sewell is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sissel. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive towards third. Kaum catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walsh moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Walsh fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Porter reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Holloway moves to third. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the mound. Walsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive towards third. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway fires to first and has Kerr trapped. There's the throw to Tavener, who tags Kerr for the out. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman, who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2 White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. One out. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Walsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walsh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Walsh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walsh moves to second. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walsh scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Clint Brown now pitching. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clancy scores. Reynolds moves to second. It's 5-3, White Sox. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to third. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 3 in the game. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill bunts towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Porter moves to third. Tavener moves to second. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Metzler. Porter tags and scores. Tavener scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk moves to second. Hal McCain now pitching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Averill fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Averill. Sissel moves to third. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 6-5, White Sox. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berg bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Kerr moves to second. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kerr scores. It's 7-5, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Metzler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Metzler reaches second base with a double. McCain moves to third. Johnny Milges now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt pinch hits for Luke Sewell. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Johnny Milges. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Tavener hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoffman. Tavener reaches second base with a double. Hauser goes all the way around to score. It's 7-6 White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Myatt now catching. Mel Harder now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-4 in the game. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sissel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kerr hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a fly ball towards left. Metzler settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Metzler. Falk moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. Com can't make a play. That's a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. Three runs are unearned. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 9, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.